here because you desire to become more like Christ. I think you all desire to grow in your relationship with Him so that you can be a godly woman, a godly mother, a godly wife, a godly co-worker, a godly person who serves God well and serves His people well, who brings God glory with our actions and our attitudes and our thoughts. Our desire is to be like the holy women of old in 1 Peter 3, 5, who hope in God, adorn themselves internally, and submit to their husbands. And we understand that to hope in God, we have to know God's character so that we're able to trust and hope in Him. Which is why we have studied for a few years trusting God, where we learned about His sovereignty and wisdom and love. This has started us on our journey of learning to trust God. This year, we want to focus on 1 Peter 3, verse 6, which tells us the holy women of old, like Sarah, did what is right without being frightened by any fear. We want to adorn the hidden inner person of the heart and nurture our soul by guarding our hearts against emotions like anxiety and fear. Now, many of you probably know there's 365 verses in the Bible that say, do not fear, one for every day. We know many of these verses that tell us not to fear. One you have memorized probably is Philippians 4, 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then it continues in verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. God's peace guards our hearts and our minds as we talk to God about our anxieties and fears, and then we focus on who God is, and then we trust Him to do what's best for us and for His glory. Believers are not exempt from anxiety, right? Amen. Amen. We're not. We all have sinful flesh that we still wrestle with. However, emotions can act as a God-given capacity for seeing that something bad is going on in our world, whether past, present, or future. Anxious thoughts like that are like the warning lights on your car that you don't like to see. Emotions can lead us to express loving concern for others who are experiencing trouble. They can also draw us to take refuge in God when we're in trouble. A verse, Psalm 94:19 says, when the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Psalm 139:23 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. So, when we have anxious thoughts, we need to slow down, and we need to take them seriously, and we need to think through them biblically. We need to ask, am I being led into sinful anxiety by these thought patterns? Now, we need to define anxiety as we begin this weekend. It's the emotion of uncertainty. Worry, discouragement, depression. If I asked you to fill in the blank to I need, or I want, or I don't want, when those blanks are not fulfilled, then we tend to panic. That's those what-if scenarios that we have that come into our mind that begin to be something we meditate on instead of meditating on what's true. We think, what if I don't get what I need? What if I do get what I don't want? What if I don't get what I want? In fact, those who worry, you know what? If you're a worrier, you are a fantastic person at meditation. Did you know you're a meditator? You can worry about something to the point that you have anxiety issues, such as panic attacks, obsessive thinking, compulsive behavior, and sleep disorders. So we're going to think tonight about the nature of our emotions and the connection between our physical body and our mind and our heart. Any fear we experience is first evaluated in our minds, which then affects our bodies. We all have pressures in life. But when those pressures become a source of anxiety or fear, they begin to put strain on our body as well. These emotions or feelings actually cause changes to our body chemistry, which is why worry is the root cause of many physical problems. And we want to be clear, disease and trauma to the body, that also changes our body chemistry, and it can affect how we feel, as well as caffeine and medications, you coffee drinkers out there. You know, God has created us with bodies, but we need to remember that the most important part is not our material body, but our immaterial soul, our inner man. The Bible often refers to this when using the term heart. And it's harder on our hearts, both physically and spiritually, when we go through stress, which can cause us to think ungodly thoughts, which create anxiety. So, what is the root of anxiety and fear? It is unbelief. It's what Jim Berg calls the great disorder of the heart. It's a spiritual problem which believes that God is not doing enough for me. He's not enough for me. So I need to do something more, or I'm afraid I'm not going to get what I want. When we try to control all those possibilities and uncertainties, fear then begins to control us, and anxiety takes hold. There are many pressures in life. We got work, health, marriage, children, church, relatives. We become anxious when we are mentally focused on the what ifs and when we don't care for our body as we should. But God has provided a way out for us from this. Because our anxiety and fear begins in our minds, He calls us to have a renewed mind. Romans 12:2, right? It tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. When we experience the pressures of stress with a disciplined mind and disciplined body, we're then able to withstand those pressures with less debilitating effects. So as we seek to apply this, it's important to understand that God has created our bodies such that doing certain things can help change our body chemistry, and it can influence our emotions. One way is by exercise, where you get even a brisk walk daily can lower your adrenaline levels. Some of you people are runners, and so we get into that. You're the little marathon runner I know that you talked about. So sleep's another way. It helps to lower your adrenaline and cortisol production as your mind and your body relax. Your body will rest when your mind rests. Also, what we eat affects our body chemistry. So when we're disciplined in our nutrition and our rest and our exercise, that gives us the ability to better handle those pressures of life. So a disciplined body is very helpful, but a renewed mind is essential. Thoughts also change our body chemistry. Did you know that? And that's a big one. Thoughts change your body chemistry. What we think about and the conclusions we draw from our thoughts affect the way we feel. Worry is actually not a feeling. Worry creates a feeling. Worry ultimately comes from a sinful thought pattern. And you cannot sustain an emotion like anxiety without thinking about it, without worrying about it. And that's why it's so imperative for us to renew our mind. Otherwise, we are going to come to wrong conclusions. Our physical bodies are to be servants of our spiritual hearts. And our bodies will respond to what our heart and our mind initiates. Thoughts come from our hearts, which is why God holds us responsible for our thoughts. So that means our thoughts are a spiritual issue. And we must learn to track our thoughts and not our feelings. I'm going to say that a few times. You'll get sick of hearing that. But we are to track our thoughts and not our feelings. Feelings and emotions follow what we believe. They are immaterial and they cannot be trusted. Therefore, we need to increase what we know to be true about God so that we respond to our emotions rightly. We must recognize that God is more than enough for whatever situation we are facing. God always holds us accountable for our thoughts. Mark 7:21 says, "For from within, Out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts. And you know, we are not excused from wrong thinking when our mind is struggling, even when we're sick or when we're tired. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, we're to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that God's word is the final judge of our thoughts because it discerns the thoughts and the intentions of our heart. And although it's true that our emotions are chemically induced by our thoughts, that's really not our problem. Our problem is our response to those emotions. Our lifestyle choices and the way we think about the stresses in our lives really matters as we seek to renew our minds. And those will reveal our unbelief. They'll begin to impact our biochemistry, and they cause the majority of our anxiety and our fear. Therefore, we need to track our thoughts and not our feelings. We need to renew our minds and move from unbelief to belief that God is enough, that He is enough for you, and He's enough for me. Even though God has given us ways that we can deal with anxiety, we cannot handle them on our own. And I'm sure you're well aware of that fact. I am. Along with a renewed mind and a disciplined body, I need to recognize that God is enough for me and for my situation. And there may be some responsibilities that we need to eliminate that God never intended for us to handle. He doesn't give us grace to do something that He has not asked us to do. That can be a cause of stress. There may be unconfessed sin or unresolved sin in our lives that we need to deal with. That causes stress. And there may be some soft thoughts such as, if I only had, or if I only knew, if I could only avoid, if I could only get, I should be, I should have, I don't like, those kind of things that you can finish those sentences. We're going to give you time to think about what your list of thoughts might be that are causing discontentment and anxiety. What we need to remember is that anxiety is caused by unbelief and discontentment. We don't believe that God is able or that He will deal with our anxiety. We think we must handle it or that we can handle it on our own. We focus on what we think we need or want or what we don't want in our lives, which means those desires become our master. Those desires are the lust of the flesh. And 1 Peter 2:11 tells us to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against our souls. So the main thing that's necessary is structured saturation in God's word as you grow in your understanding of who God is, and then you renew your mind with the truth that He is more than enough for you in every situation. We set our mind on what is true and good, as we see in Philippians 4:8. We believe and trust that God is sovereign over all things, that He has our best interest at heart, that He loves us, and He's able to do what is best for us, and that His plan will bring Him the most glory. But you know what? It's more than just quoting verses for ourselves. We can have a little list of verses. God's after a deeper relationship with us. Yeah, He wants us to tell us His fears, or tell Him our fears, and He wants us to meet Him and to come to Him and plead with Him about our problems. He wants us to confess our sins that are causing our sinful anxiety. And He wants us to recognize that those things we are anxious about have become idols in our lives. God wants us desperate for Him, and that's honestly a wonderful place to be. It causes us to seek Him, to seek His forgiveness for our lack of trusting Him, and for desiring His good gifts more than desiring Him. And then, there's something that God calls us to do. He calls us to be content in our circumstances. He also calls us to address only today's problems. So let's imagine we have two circles. You've got one circle 6 feet in diameter, and then you have this circle that's 6 inches in diameter. 6 feet, 6 inches.
What God is telling you to do today with today's troubles goes in this little 6-inch circle over here. That's all you can control anyway, right? How much of your anxiety is about things that are in the future or possibly not even done as you think about it? How many of those things do you have no control over? All of those things go over here in the 6-foot circle. Those go over here. We have to leave those troubles with God because we can't control them or do anything about those. You know where Jesus says in Matthew 6:34, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. He just did that, I think. If you listed the top 10 things that cause you worry, fear, or concern, how many of them could be solved today? You know, you have a loved one that's not a believer. You're fearful of a cancer diagnosis, or if your parents may be getting Alzheimer's. What could you do today in those situations? What's in your 6-inch circle that you could control in those circumstances? Because those are big 6 feet things, right? But what can you do with those? Well, you could reach out to that unbelieving family member or a friend, or share a note of encouragement, or you could share the truth of the gospel if God gives you that opportunity. You could pray for that person. You could be in contact daily with your parents and meet their needs, however small that might be. You can get appropriate medical tests for your situation. You can go to a doctor, you know, that can battle those impacts that the curse has on our bodies. You can pray for healing. You can look around you to focus off yourself and look and see who God brings into your life that you could serve in some way today. That's a 6-inch circle. Get off yourself and see what God is looking for you to do today, just today. Ultimately, we should seek ways to trust God with that 6-foot circle way over here. You can focus on who God is, and you can lean into him with your concern about a medical diagnosis or unbelieving family member or whatever it is, and you put your trust in his power and his goodness with that 6-foot circle. You know, our step of obedience is always going to be smaller than our problem. It's stepping out in faith in and love for God. And it's recognizing that we cannot fix those things that are causing our anxiety. And God never intended for us to be able to do so. We ask God to show us what small, constructive thing we can do today. And then we leave the issue for him to solve in his time. We grow in our relationship with God so that we learn to cast all our cares on him because he cares for us. And it's then that we experience the peace that truly passes all understanding, which will guard our hearts and guard our minds. God is faithful and he is trustworthy. Nothing is too big or too small for God to handle. So in accordance with Philippians 4, 6, and 7, we pray. And we thank God for his past faithfulness to us and for the fact that he's in total control of our lives. He's sovereign. We thank him that he's able to work in our situation for our good. And he's not going to let us be tempted beyond what we can bear. And the promised result is not deliverance, but it's the peace of God. It's peace in God. One of the reasons we don't find this peace is because we will not settle for anything less than deliverance from our problem. But God promises us peace that is unexplainable, that will guard our hearts and our minds against the anxiety to which we're so prone if we humbly come to him in trusting prayer. Whatever our struggle, we want it to be a sanctifying work and not a sinful anxiety. So, from tonight, with this short little talk, we see the root of anxiety and fear is unbelief. And anxiety is a product of discontentment. And we've seen that our response to anxious thoughts must be the renewing of our minds by correcting our unbiblical thinking with the truth of God's word. We learned that the pursuit of a renewed mind includes both disciplines in our bodies with health, sleep, exercise, and nutrition. But more importantly, it includes discipline of our thoughts. We must take every thought captive. And additionally, emotions follow what we believe, and they cannot be trusted as a source of truth. So we must respond rightly to our emotions by applying biblical truth. Our step of obedience is always going to be smaller than our problem. But you know what? We serve a big God. He's all-powerful, and he's more than trustworthy with everything that is out of our control. So this weekend, we're going to look deeper into this, and we're going to fight anxiety together. We're going to put our hope and trust in God. We're going to start to recognize those thoughts that are not biblical, and we're going to learn how to put biblical feet to what we know as we pray. Let's pray.